Everyone has been pitched on a pyramid scheme. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stacy Bosley, assistant professor of economics at Hamline University, discusses risk factors for victimization and how to keep yourself and your loved ones' finances safe.
Have you ever been pitched an opportunity that seems a bit fishy, but it came to you through a friend or family member or acquaintance? Promises of easy money, earning cash in your sleep, other too-good-to-be-true elements, and you're not sure what to do. If the venture involves paying money and recruiting others who will do the same, it is quite likely an illegal pyramid scheme. Conservatively, we think about 2 million Americans are victims of this type of fraud each year, and yet we know very little about it. It's received far less academic attention than its higher-profile cousin, the Ponzi scheme. In both Ponzi and pyramid schemes, you pay to participate. Your money is used to enrich earlier entrants. But only pyramid schemes explicitly reward you for recruiting new people from your social networks, and they're often disguised as retail sales ventures. While the average financial loss might be lower than in a Ponzi scheme, the recruitment element of pyramids does true damage to interpersonal and community relationships. Our research team found some important risk factors for victimization. We analyzed data from a nationwide pyramid scheme, and we found that rates were highest in counties that had experienced larger economic contractions and had easily targeted high-trust affinity groups. These can be religious communities, minority populations, immigrant communities, or the recently retired. Across the nation, we found strong regional differences, with highest scheme participation in the South and the lowest participation in the Northeast. My research team created an economic experiment to investigate individual-level risk factors like impulsivity, risk preferences, and financial literacy. There will unfortunately always be frauds and swindlers. What do we hope to learn? What makes individuals and communities vulnerable so we can inoculate them before they receive that next deceptive pitch?
That was Stacy Bosley of Hamline University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.